Pat Rooney, Peter Bernhard doing our Inside the Ropes segment here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. But we're just doing one topic, and we're going through each of these singles matches today and trying to give you a little flavor for who we think is going to win. We're not going to completely predict anything yet because we want to save that for the end. But you can probably guess where we're going with most of this stuff. All right, Kenny Perry at 1247 versus Henrik Stenson. Who do you like in that one?
Well, the hometown boy. He put everything together in his season just so he could get on the Ryder Cup. I saw Henrik Stenson hit some really squirrely shots yesterday. You would think that Kenny Perry is going to win this, but I'm going to tell you, I think Henrik Stenson, this is a European win.
You know what? I think Kenny Perry has put so much pressure on himself to play well in this thing, and he hasn't done too bad so far. He's got a point and a half, so he hasn't done too bad in the three matches that he has. But now he's by himself. I think he's put so much heat on himself to get into this thing, and now the singles matches are here, and there's going to obviously be a lot of focus on him. He's right in kind of the middle of the pack. I'm going to go with Stenson also. I just think that Kenny Perry is you know, I like the guy. I think he's, you know, he brings a lot to the game. He seems like he's fun to be around, but I think he's just put too much heat on himself. And Stenson, nobody expects anything out of him. He's been in one Ryder Cup before, and he's 0-0-1, so he halved his one match that he was in before. Perry's 0-1 in singles. So I'm going to go with Henrik Stenson in that one. 12:58. The Booze will be out as Boo Weekly takes on another Euro rookie, Oliver Wilson.
Boo. Oh.
Yes, sir. Get it going.
You know, Boo is a guy, it just nothing rattles this guy. One of these days I got to sit down and talk to Boo because I need to know whether this really is water off a duck's back with him. I mean, the guy missed a three-footer to win the Honda 2 years ago. And
came back and won a tour event a couple weeks after that,
right,
at Harbortown.
That was water off a duck's back. He didn't care. I don't see this guy playing with any pressure. He is red hot, and he is all about the emotion of this week. This one's a walk away for Boo.
Yeah, I don't sense this being real close either. I think Oliver Wilson gets a little caught up in the magnitude of the thing. If this was in England or somewhere across the pond, I might give a little more credence to a rookie over there. But I think home field advantage, home course advantage plays a role here. Boo Weekly playing to the crowd. I think he gets off to a good start, wins this thing relatively easily. Okay, 109. The Kentucky native J.B. Holmes, as well as Kenny Perry, but the other Kentucky native J.B. Holmes versus Søren Hansen at 109. Who do you like in that one, Peter?
If anybody watched the afternoon matches, Søren Hansen was on fire yesterday. J.B. Holmes, big bomber. He hit some good shots, but he had a couple squirrels in the bag, too. I think I'm going to have to say I'm going to go with Søren Hansen here.
I am going to agree with you on this just because, again, like you said, JB's one of those guys that, you know, he had like a 357-yard drive yesterday in one of the par fives and then hits a 6-iron from 212 or something absolutely ridiculous. You know, that kind of stuff plays well in team events because if one guy's safe or whatever, then you can afford to do that. In a singles event, I think you have to play a little bit more conservatively, and I'm not sure if that fits J.B. Holmes' modus operandi in any sense of the word. I think he is all about bombing it and then worrying about putting and chipping later. And in a singles thing, I think that hurts him. Hansen, like you said, he's played a couple matches. He has a half a point. But I sense that JB, again being the Kentucky native, going to feel a little bit more pressure on him to do well here. And I think Hansen pulls out the victory there. Okay, 120. We go to more of the old school guys. Jim Furyk versus Miguel Angel Jimenez. This is a toughie. Furyk playing well. Jimenez, the mechanic, you know, very steady. Who do you like in this one, Peter?
He cut his ponytail off. What was he thinking?
I know. I mean, he's had that thing forever.
Samson, he cut his ponytail off. That's enough. It's Furyk. There's your winner.
I'm going to take Furyk also. I would not be surprised if Jimenez plays him very well, but the thing I like about Jim, number one, 3-1-1 in singles matches over his history, which is the best on the U.S. team. Jimenez 0-1, so he doesn't have a ton of experience here. Jimenez is a grinder. He will grind you, and you know, doesn't, you know, show a lot of emotion, but you know, deep down, you know, he's like the duck paddling with the legs going crazy underneath the water. I think he does get keyed up for this thing, but Furyk is putting really well, and I think that's enough in a singles match for Jim to win this. 131, Stewart Cink versus Graham McDowell. This is a tough one, too. I'm leaning a certain way here, but I want to hear you first, Peter.
Graham McDowell, the European rookie, looked playing with poise. I saw him hit shot after shot, make putts. Stewart Cink, he's not a closer. He just doesn't get it done. He's a great second-place player. Graham McDowell is going to win this match.
Man, we have not disagreed on, except for the first match, we have not disagreed yet, which is kind of scary. But I'm going to agree with you on this one, too. I think McDowell, even though he's a rookie, I think he's been playing well with Ian Poulter, and I think he feeds off that today. And Stewart Cink, although he's 1-2, over his course of Ryder Cup history in singles, but the one win I think was against Sergio. So you know, that's a quality win, but nonetheless, I'm going to go with McDowell here. As you said, Sink's more that sort of fade into the background type of guy, and I don't know if he can elevate his game at this point to take on a young guy who's really feeling no pressure and plays, you know, just letting it flow. So I'm going to take McDowell with you on this one. Steve Stricker, Ian Poulter. This is a toughie to handicap.
Well, you know, Steve Stricker, very steady player, great putter. Ian Poulter is sort of the Europeans' version of Boo Weekly. Not that he's a country bumpkin, but that he's the fire and all about the emotion of it. Ian's played great for 2 days. Ian Poulter is going to win that match.
All right, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. And this is where I really think the Ryder Cup is going to be won or lost with this match right here. I think if Poulter wins this, I think the Euros figure out a way to do something those last couple matches and win this thing. But Steve Stricker is the ultimate gamer, in my opinion. He can grind with the best of them. And I know he's only got half a point in the two matches he's played so far. But he is one of those few Americans that can really almost will the ball into the hole when he needs to. So I'm putting a lot of heat on him. I think the winner of this match determines the Ryder Cup. I'm going to go with Steve Stricker, even though it's going to be against my Ryder Cup pick. But I just think that he ultimately figures out a way to win here. So we're going to differ on that one, Peter. All right, a couple more. Pat Rooney, Peter Bernhard here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, ESPN Radio 760. We're going through in our Inside the Rope segment all of our picks for the final singles matches today. We've got two left at 153, Ben Curtis versus Lee Westwood.
Ben Curtis has been playing well the last few months, played himself onto the Ryder Cup team, but, you know, Lee Westwood lost his first match yesterday after, 11 or 12, I don't remember what it was. Lee Westwood's just got too much game.
I completely agree. I like Ben Curtis. He's another one that is a grinder, has not been playing super well. A couple matches, only half a point. He is a rookie, so maybe doesn't feel a lot of pressure. But if these matches start coming down to these final couple groups to determine the thing, I think Ben feels a little bit of that heat. And Westwood, with all the experience that he has, you know, 2-3, though, in his singles. So not a stellar record in singles, but nonetheless, I think Westwood being the vet and being a little angry because Faldo kept him out of the morning yesterday, I think uses that as motivation to beat Ben Curtis. All right, final match, 204, Chad Campbell versus the British Open and PGA champion Padraig Harrington.
Unfortunately, Padraig Harrington's going to win this match, and that's going to, based on my count, I just did it, that's going to give the Europeans 7 points.
Oh, don't give the audience that yet, Peter.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to do that, but right. I'm just looking down my list. I hope I'm wrong.
All right.
Padraig Harrington, I mean, last two majors, three majors in the last year. Chad Campbell, he's got that tee game that can go real haywire. And you know, this is what Faldo did. He backloaded his guns. He put them all at the end. And I think Padraig Harrington's going to have to win, is going to win that match.
Yeah, Patty's 3-1 in his singles over his Ryder Cup career. Campbell 1-1. This is where I really would have liked to have Rocco Media. This is where one of the captain's picks that I disagreed with Paul Azinger. Now, according to him, this was a pick between Chad Campbell and Scott Verplank. And I don't like Verplank, even though he has a decent Ryder Cup record. But man, I really would have liked Rocco in this type of situation. A guy, even though he's older, he's had back problems and all that type of stuff, I think he would have been able to rise to the occasion much like he did in the U.S. Open versus Tiger Woods. And if it came down to that final match, I would have felt a lot better with Rocco Media in there than Chad Campbell. Not taking anything away from Chad. I just don't get the sense that if it comes down to this you're playing the PGA champ and the British Open champ, it's going to be tough for you to sum that up, even though you're on American soil. So we'll add up all those scores and figure out where we are in our prediction segment, which will come up, the Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Prediction segment, which will come up in our last segment of the show. But those are our thoughts right now on how we think the individual matches are going to go in about 3 hours in Valhalla in Louisville, and in determining who's going to win this Ryder Cup.